Station on the Hill by Computer, the Vancouver Mixtapes number 5 track of 2025, taking up a full sixth of our airtime.
It's okay, it was worth it. Great song, great band.
Yeah.
Love getting weird on the tape.
And only going bigger, I think. We'll see if Computer has graduated by this point next year. Up next, we're just going to keep things rolling because, well, as we mentioned, we just played a 10-minute song, as you heard. We have another band that really tore up the CJSF charts this year, and we featured here on the mixtape a couple of times, several times with their music, and they also appeared on our Unreal City episode. It's the Houseplants.
Houseplants number 4!
Number 4 from their record Into Equilibrium. This is Hypocrite. Hypocrite by the Houseplants.
House.
An amazing, amazing track. Our number four track of 2026. Love that record, Into Equilibrium. Loved our conversation with the Houseplants and the hints at new material, pushing their sonic palette. Very excited to see what comes there. And very excited to keep counting down the top 10 tracks of 2025 released by local Vancouver artists here on the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yep, yep, yep.
Up next, we have...
Another mixtape.
Another mixtape alum.
Alum.
And maybe the only ever, well, maybe not the only ever, but in my opinion, the best ever song that equally balances climate apocalypse nihilism with breezy romantic pop.
Yeah, I don't think many people are doing it as well. I think you're right about that observation.
And so this is a track from the record Wish I Could Have by Yawn, our number three track of 2025. The World Is Burning, which
not wrong.
Can relate.
Waiting, anticipating, all the precious building, kind of got the feeling like I've got a new on the life I'm leading, where I just abandon everything I'm feeling. And as it gets darker, I don't have to see it. I can close the curtains, choose not to believe it. Everybody's laughing, we're having such a good time. Everybody's dancing, we don't read the headlines. 'Cause the world is slowly burning, I can't help this earthly yearning.
Do you feel better about the world ending, Jamie?
I'm a little more distracted in a pleasant way. I'm a little... What's the word I'm looking for when someone gives you a drug to chill you out?
Tranquilized.
Yeah. Yeah.
Calmed. Becalmed.
I am becalmed.
some dream pop by Yon. That track, The World Is Burning. Our number three track of the year here in 2025, as we count them down here in 2026 with you, our friends. Thanks for listening to the tape. You know, what better dream to occur during a dream pop song than finding love at the end of the world. You know?
I think we're venturing our way into obvious, like, these are the ones.
Yeah. Well, we have two songs left.
Yeah. But like these two. I feel like people could guess these two.
Yeah. Yep. It's funny. I guess I interviewed this band this past week, but not for this show.
Yeah.
So I was going to make reference to a bunch of things that happened during that interview.
That elsewhere.
Yeah, you'll have to go back and listen to the episode of Speak Up on CJSF.ca from Thursday. No free ads for CJSF for sure. We love CJSF.
Suppose.
Whoa. Okay.
Rival show.
You can either listen to this at 8 p.m. on Sundays, 8 a.m. on Tuesdays, 5 a.m. on Fridays, or you can listen to that one episode of Speak Up at 10 a.m. on Thursdays. You can't do all three. Can't do both.
Impossible.
Okay, that's enough jibber jabber. Let's get on to our number two track, our runner up.
Number two runner up.
This is from an amazing album that, for me, cements Buddy as a true blue dyed in the wool Vancouver band. You know, most of the members are from Vancouver, but Daniel moved from Philadelphia a few years ago, brought the band Identity with him, and they put out a record this year called Glass, which rules. It has songs about crows and No Fun City and
cements you as a Vancouver band.
Being stressed, living in this beautiful, beautiful place. And one of the tracks is our number two track of 2025, and it is Antarctica
2005. 2005, I'm wide awake at night. The jokes are harder at 2 a.m. I've got these words in my brain.
Thank you. Antarctica 2005, our number 2005, no, just kidding, our number two track of the year 2025 here on the Vancouver Mixtape, an annual tradition.
Our favorite tradition.
I was going to say, is this the latest we've done this? But I'm pretty sure we pushed it almost to February.
Yeah, we did once.
But we're here, and we're counting down, celebrating the favorite, our favorite music that came out in the last year here in Vancouver. Always a tough choice. I know Jamie and I made our preliminary lists and had to cut four tracks that were on one but not both of our lists,
which does feel like the most we've been in
the most
sync.
Aligned.
Like usually we both have like separate lists and maybe have a top three that's close, but
yep. And often we'll agree on an artist but not the song, and that was pretty rare this time around. One thing that is not a surprise to either of us, probably not a surprise to you if you have been a long time or even medium time listener of the Vancouver Mixtape, is going to be our number one artist and track of the year. But before we get there, I'm going to give a real quick recap of how we got here. Our number 10 track was Adrenaline by April Liang. Number 2 was Tragedy Equals Reality. Sorry, number 9 was Tragedy Equals Reality, Bittersweet by Cursed Words. Number 8 was Bailecito de Mol by Empanadas Ilegales. Number 7 was Luna by Bloom Effect. Number 6, Get Out by Scarlet Fever. Number 5, The Marathon Station on a Hill by Computer. Number 4, Hypocrite by The Houseplants. Number 3, World is Burning by Yawn. And number 2, Antarctica 2005, as everyone, that's how people said the year 2005 in the year 2005.
I remember that, yes, yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Which brings us to our number one track of 2025. Jamie.
Number one!
Number one. It is, of course, Loudmouth by Devours.
Of course! Imagine if it wasn't. We'd be absolute frauds.
Bye.
loudmouth. That's it.
You're not a loudmouth. I would never call you that.
Well, I'm glad you didn't, but
Jeff sure did.
Jeff's been calling us a loudmouth all year.
Rude!
Off the amazing record, Sports Car Era, a truly era-defining record and year-defining record for us here at the mixtape.
It only gets better.
It only gets better.
Every year.
It seems impossible, but with Devours, anything is possible. Very excited to see the new Golden Age of Wrestling record from Jeff, to see where the kayfabe goes. And
where it lands on our list next year.
Where it lands on our list next year. But I am very, very excited to name Loudmouth by Devours our number one track of 2025. So, Jamie.
Jesse.
Thank you for spending this time with me to count down.
Thank you for spending it with me while we count down. Oh, my God.
If you missed some songs, we've run out of time to recap. So you'll just have to go to cgsf.ca and find the list there. We love you lots, and we'll be back soon. Keep listening to great Vancouver music.
Goodbye, we miss you.
For 40 years, the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, aka SFPERG, has been helping students build communities at SFU. Campus organizations like Out on Campus and Embark developed out-of-action groups at SFPERG. Action groups are one of the ways that student activists can take action for change. Visit us at www.sfperg.ca. That's www.sfperg.ca to learn more about starting your own action group today.
You're listening to CGSF.